Okay, let's pick up towards the very bottom of Samach Dalet Amid Beis, where the very last line where it says Rav Yehuda shadalei korvana la'abedarna b'yom edam. So Rav Yehuda sent a korvana, some sort of a gift, some sort of a present, la'abedarna b'yom edam, to Abedarna, who is the name of a guy, on their holiday. Amar, Rav Yehuda said, Yadana beidolo palach lavodas kachavim. Rav Yehuda said, I know that he doesn't worship avodas zarah, so there's no issue sending him a gift on the day of his pagan holiday. So Amar Rav Yosef said, Vatani, I thought we learned in a braisa, Ezu gertoshav, what's considered to be a gertoshav? Kol shekibel olav b'fnei gimel chaverim, a person who is accepted before three people, shalo la'avod avodas kachavim. In other words, there has to be a formal acceptance in front of three people, good, upstanding Orthodox Jews, in order for us to say that this person is a full-fledged Ger Toshev, that he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So how can you just say that you know that he doesn't, that this guy doesn't worship Avodah Zarah? It doesn't work that way. So says the Gemara, Kitanyahi Lachiosa. Now that Braisa that's telling you what's considered to be a Ger Toshav, if there's a formal, only if he has made a formal acceptance in front of three people not to worship Avodah Zarah, that's with respect to having to support him, to sustain him. But that's not what we're talking about over here. In terms of the Cheshash, that maybe the guy is going to do something in light of this gift, Rav Yehuda felt that all he had to know was that he knew that this guy wouldn't worship Avodah Zarah, and that was sufficient. But you're right. Having a responsibility to support a Ger Toshav, so for that you would need a formal acceptance in front of three Chaverim. So, fact the Gemara of Ahamar Rabba Rechana, Amar of Yochanan, Ger Toshav, Sha'avru Olav, Gild, Beis Chodesh, Velo Mol, Harehu Kimin, Sha'ob, Be'ov, the Chavim. I thought Rav Yochanan said that a Ger Toshav, who apparently he claims to be a Ger Toshav, he has done things to convey that he's a Ger Toshav. If we say that 12 months have passed and he has not performed Mila, Harehu Kimin Shabbat Gavim, he's just like a Min, he's like a heretic, he's like a person like any other Min who we would say like the Halacha, as we said earlier on in the Masechta about Maridin V'lamalin, etc. But either way, over here you see that a Ger Toshav is a person, we say that if he hasn't done Mila within 12 months, so he's not considered to be a Ger Toshav. So it says the Gemara, no, hasam kigon shekibul olav lamol v'lomol. That's not an unequivocal statement. That's in a specific scenario where the fellow accepted upon himself to do Mila and he didn't go ahead and do the Mila. So in that case, we say that he's not really genuine. Okay, now Rava imti le korvana le bar shishach biyom edom. Rava sent over a korvana. He sent over a gift to bar shishach on their holiday. Amar, because Rava thought, he said, Yadana beidolo palach levodos kuchavim. I know that this guy bar shishach does not worship avodah zarah. He will not worship avodah zarah. Azal ashkechei de Yosef. So Rava went and he found him. De Yosef at tzavare bevarda, that bar shishach was sitting up to his neck in Varda, in rose petals, meaning that he was sitting in a bath of rose petals. The Kaiman Zonos Arumos Kamei, and there were Zonos that were standing naked in front of him. Amalei Istuchu Kai Gavna La'amadasi. So the guy, Bar Sheshach, said to Rava, do you have anything like this in Olam Haba? Amalei, so Rava said back to him, Didan Adifa Tvemi Hai. Ours is better than this. Amalei, so the guy, Bar Sheshach, said back to Rava, Tfei mehai mehave? Is there anything better than this? So Amalei, so Rava said, Atun ika alaychu emasid amalchusa. So Rava said, well, yeah, you guys have on yourselves emasid amalcha. Amalcha is the fear of the king. Anan lo tahave alan emasid amalcha. But we will not have the fear of the king on us. So Amalei, so the guy, Bar Sheshach, said back to Rava, Ana, what fear do I have exactly? What big fear is there right now as I'm enjoying myself? Ad yasvi, while they were sitting, Asahu Pristaka de Malka, there was a certain messenger from the king who came, Armalei, and he said, Kum dekabaylach Malka, you have to get up because the king needs you. So Kinavav Azal, as he was going, so Bar Shishach had been summoned by the king, and now as he's going, Armalei, he said, Eina debayle mechzi lechu bishusa, the eye that wanted to see bad things happen to you, tipaka, should pop out. So Armalei, Rava said, Amen. Yeah, so Paka ene de Bar Sheshach. Well, Bar Sheshach's eye popped out. Amar of Papi, Rav Papi said, Ibaila the Memrele, Rava should have said it to him, to Bar Shishach Maharkar, he should have cited to him the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Menos Malachim Bikrosecha, Nitzva Shegoli Mincha, Bekesim Ofir. The pasuk says, this is the Navi talking to Klai Yisrael, saying that don't worry, that Klai Yisrael, the Benos Malachim, the daughters of the kings, Bikrosecha, they are going to be like from a Lashon of Yakar, of like to honor, they're going to honor you. They're going to honor you. Nitzva shegali mincha. The queen is going to be standing to your right to serve you. Bekesem ofir, wearing the gold of, or these golden jewelry of Ophir. Ophir is the name of a place. So Rav Papi said, you see from this pasuk that that even the queens and the daughters of the princesses are going to be secondary to you. So you're definitely going to have it a lot better. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ibaila the Memer Lemehacha. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Rava should have cited the following pasuk to Bar Sheshach. The pasuk says, Ein lo ra'asa, Elokim zulascha, Yasa lemechakalo. That the pasuk says that Ein lo ra'asa, an eye has never seen that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for Klai Yisrael and Olam Haba. Elokim zulascha, nobody aside from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no eye has seen Yasa lemechakalo, that which he's going to do to those who mechakalo, to those who wait for him. Okay. Either way, fine. So that's the story with Bar Sheshach. Says the Gemara, going back to the point that we said in the Mishnah, Sachar Olasa Simo Malach Achar. So we said in the Mishnah way back when that if a guy, with the first part of the Mishnah was discussing of a guy hires a Jewish worker to schlep around barrels of Yain Nesach, so we said the schar that the Jew would receive for schlepping around those barrels of Yain Nesach would be a problem. But we said, but let's say the guy hires the Jew to do something, he hires him to do one thing, and then at some point, while the Jew is over schlepping around whatever it is, the guy says, would you mind also schlepping this barrel of Yain Nesach? So we said, in that case, schar al mutter. So says the Gemara, wait a second, v'afagav delomrelei li'itusi erev, even though the guy did not tell the Jew, li'itusi erev is the idea that when the evening time comes, in other words, when it's after hours, and you're no longer on the job at hand, the guy didn't say this, in other words, like you'll work a little bit overtime, and would you mind just schlepping this after hours are over? So, v'remini, the problem is, we have a stira then. Hasokher sepol. If a guy, a fellow, hires a Jewish worker, and then after hours are over, when the evening comes, he says to him, "Haver chavis shel yayin nesach." He says, "Can you schlep for me a barrel of yayin nesach?" Makom makom, schar mutter. The schar that he receives is going to be permitted. Why is it that the tzchar is mutter? That why is it that his salary for the day is mutter? Time adam leli tusi erev. It's specifically because he specifically asked him to do this after hours. In so time adam leli tusi erev in kol yom ilo. But for the during the rest of the day when he's on the job, the regular job, that wouldn't be acceptable. In other words, what's happening over here is that the case that we're assuming in the Mishnah is where a guy hires a Jew to schlep things around from him, let's say from 9 to 5. And some point between 9 and 5, the guy says, would you mind also schlepping around this barrel of Yain Nesach? Would you schlep this to over there? So now the Mishnah is saying, the schar that he receives for that day of work is fine. So now we're asking, is that really true? I thought the only way that this could be mutter is if after 5 o'clock, the guy says, would you mind schlepping this barrel of Yain Nesach? Because then the salary that he received for the 9 to 5 job has totally detached from the Yain Nesach. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye ki tanan nami masnisin da'amar litusei erev tanan. Now, the Mishnah's case is also a case where he said that he specifically asked him to do this after hours. Rava Amar lo kasha. Rava said, actually, no, I have a different teretz. There's no contradiction here. Ha da'amar lei. One is where he said, and one is where the guy said to the Jew, Haverli mea chavius be mea prutas. One is where he said, can you schlep for me 100 barrels for 100 prutas? Hada Amalei, but one is where he said to him, Haverli chavis beprutah, can you schlep for me barrels? And for each barrel that you schlep, I'll give you a pruta. But then, in fact, we have a braisa like this that shows us this distinction. Hasachar hasepol, v'amalo, Haverli mea chavis bemea prutas. If a guy hires a Jewish worker, and the guy says to the Jewish worker, schlep for me 100 barrels for 100 prutas, v'nim says chavis shel yayin nesach b'nim. And it turns out one of the barrels that the guy had the Jew schlep was a yayin nesach barrel, scharu aser. So then the schar is aser. But chavis bepruta. But if he says, can you schlep barrels for me, and for each barrel that you schlep, I'll give you a pruta. V'nim says chavis shel yayin nesach b'nim. And it turns out that one of the barrels that the guy had the Jew schlep was a yayin nesach barrel, schar mutter. Then the schar is mutter. In other words, one over here is like this. If the guy says, your whole salary is $100. And in order to get the $100, I need you to slap these 100 barrels. So now it turns out when one of the barrels was Yain Nesach, so that means that the Jew's job to schlep these barrels included schlepping Yain Nesach, and the $100 payment was on condition that he schlep these 100 barrels. So now that's a problem. But if the guy says, for every barrel that you schlep, I'm going to give you $1, so it means it's a separate deal. For each barrel, he's getting $1. And so the $1 that he's going to be getting for the Yain Nesach barrel is so good, so that'll have to throw in the toilet. But everything else is going to be fine. Okay. That's the difference. So we have the steer between the Mishnah and this Braisa. The Mishnah sounded like Lutusi Erev is not necessary. The Braisa sounds like Lutusi Erev is necessary. So we have two different terutzim of how to resolve the steer. We have Abai starts, who says, makes an Akimta. The Mishnah's case is also a case of Lutusi Erev. And then we have Rava, and Rava distinguishes between a case of Harvali Meir Chavios, Bemei Prutas. That is going to be the case of the Mishnah. That's why the Schar is Mutter, as opposed to that's the case of the Braisa, as opposed to the case of the Mishnah, which is Haverli Chavis Chavis Berpruta. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hasokar Tzachamor Lahavi Allah Yain Esach Scharo Asher. So we said in the Mishnah, the next case in the Mishnah was, let's say a Jew has a donkey rental service. The Jew is renting out donkeys, and he rents it to a guy, and the guy needs this donkey for the purpose of schlepping Yain Nesach. So we said the halacha is that the Schar that the Jew receives, the rental fee that he charges, is going to be Asher. So says the Gemara, Hasu Lamali Hanaresha. Why do we need any more in the Mishnah? This seems to be the same idea as in the first part of the Mishnah. We already said that the schar that he's going to receive for anything that involves Yain Nesach is a problem. So says the Gemara, no, Seifet Strichle, I need it for the Hemshech. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah is not just for the case of renting out a donkey that's used for Yain Nesach. What's the next case? The next case is Sachra Leishev Aleha. The case was that if the Jew rents out the donkey, and the guy needs this donkey to go from one city to the next, and the guy's also going to bring along a flask that he keeps, ayinesachin. So the halacha there is that the schar that the Jew receives is permitted. And that's why we needed this case over here. We're just segueing into that case. So again, seifat strichalei, we need it for the seifat sachar, lei sheiv aleha, af bishaniach ovechavim, legino aleha, schar mutter. That's the din. The chiddush is that the schar is mutter. So says the Gemara, wait a second, you're telling me then that if a guy rents the donkey for the purposes of being able to travel to another city, and he's also going to bring along a Yain Nesach flask with him for the road trip. So it seems to be is that the rental fee that the guy is paying is not to use the donkey for the purpose of schlepping Yain Nesach, and that's why the schar is mutter. So says the Gemara, Lemerma de Lagin, Lav Dina, or the Bach says, Lav Darkei, Hulo Suvi. Are you telling me, does that mean to say that that it's not the Derech to bring a Lagin along, to bring a Lagin to put it onto the donkey along with him? For a mini, I thought we learned in a Braisa, Hasocher es Hachamor, if a person rents a donkey, so he said, let's say you have a Reuven is renting Shimon's donkey. What is Reuven entitled to bring along on the trip? So we say the socher is entitled to bring along, he's allowed to put along his ksus, his clothing, his legin, his flask, and enough food, provisions for the road, for the trip. But after that, more than that, chamar ma'akivalav, the donkey driver, the donkey owner, is allowed to prevent him from bringing anything more. Chamar maniach, now we say in terms of the donkey driver, what's he allowed to bring along? Chamar maniach aleha sa'orim, he's allowed to bring along, he's allowed to put on it sa'orim, utevin, barley, and hay, umezonos, shalosa yom, and enough provisions of food for that day, not for the whole trip, but for that day. Mikan ve'elech, socher ma'akalav alav, but more than that, the socher, the renter, is going to be able to prevent him from bringing more. But what do you see? The bottom line is from this, Bryce, what do you see? You see that it's expected that the socher is entitled to bring along his lagin. That's part of the package deal. So what are you telling me? It's like it's not considered acceptable. It's not part of the package deal that when I'm renting your donkey, I'm going to bring along my lagin of Yain Nesach. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Nehi de lagin dina hula suvi. Granted, it's true, the lagin, the derech is to put a lagin along, to bring along your flask, along with on the trip. Mia ilomosevle, if he wouldn't have brought it along, put it on the donkey. Mir minale, would we tell the owner of the donkey, Nachile Agra Dilagina? So you have to deduct the price, the fee, you have to subtract from the overall rental fee, because he shouldn't have to pay as much because of the legin, because he didn't bring along his legin. No, that's ridiculous. You rent the donkey, let's say he'll charge him $100, even if he doesn't get the quote-unquote full usage out of the donkey to bring along the leather, to bring along the legin, you're not going to deduct from the fee. The fee is for renting the donkey, and he is entitled to bring along the flask along with him. Okay, and so therefore, that's why the fee that the Jew receives is permitted in this case. Hey, chidami. Now, wait a second. What exactly is the case over here? Either shchiach lemizven, if there is, it's common to buy. So, chamar nami la'akiv, meaning to say, now we're going to just work out the details for a second in the Bryce's case that we just cited. The Bryce said that if you're renting a donkey, the renter, the person who is the socher, he's renting the donkey from this fellow, he's allowed to put his ksos, his legin, and enough provisions for the entire trip. More than that, he's not. The chamar is allowed to bring along sa'orim and tevin and enough provisions for that day, but not more. So now the question is, well, wait a second. If it's common to buy, in other words, if there are pit stops along the road, and it's very easy to find, you know, little roadside places where you could buy some food from a machine. So chamar nami la'akiv. So then the donkey driver should also be able to prevent this renter from bringing along more than necessary provisions. Why is he able to bring provisions for the entire trip? It should just be enough provisions until you get to the closest pit stop. V'dalo shchiach l'mizven. And if there isn't common buying opportunities, in other words, there are no pit stops available where you could just stop off and buy food. So chamar nami la'akiv. So then socher shouldn't be able to stop the donkey driver from being able to bring along enough food for the whole trip. Why is the donkey driver only able to bring along enough food for that day? So Amar Rav Papa lo tzricha teshchiach lemitzvah lemizven me'avna la'avna. So there is some food available, but it's a pain in the neck. It's going to be a tirchal ulemizven me'avna av to go from traveling to traveling. Chamar darke lemitzvah lemizven. It's normal. In other words, it's going to be somewhat out of the way. And so for the donkey driver, for him, it's standard to be able to have to go a little bit out of his way in order to get food. Socher lav darke lemitzvah lemizven. But for the socher, it's not the derech for him to go out of his way so much in order to buy some food. Okay. Avu ader of Acha Brei Rav Ika, the father of Acha Brei Rav Ika, have a shavich lehu charma le'ovdei chavim. He was pouring out wine for a guy. In other words, he was selling them wine, and he was dispensing wine for these guy. Va'azal me'avra lehu me'avra. And then he would bring it, schlepping it over, transporting it across the river using the ferry. Ve'yahavu le gulfi ba'agra. And then they would give him the gulfi, the barrels, as wages. In other words, like this. The standard protocol is that if you were a person who's selling wine, so how did it work? How did you, if you're selling wine and you're not going to sell, let's say, this entire gigantic barrel or that you have of wine, so what do? You need the purchaser to bring along the equivalent of Slurpee cups, of these, let's say, like big gulps, to bring along that you're going to dispense your wine from this great big barrel into. So now, if you're selling the wine, do you have to provide those Slurpee cups or not? The Slurpee cups equivalents, the things that you're dispensing the wine into. So this fellow, he sells wine. The norm is that if you sell barrels of wine, that you give the barrels to the purchasers. That's the idea. Now, in this case, he's not really doing that. Over here, what's happening is he's pouring wine. He is dispensing wine into these buckets or these barrels of sorts that the Goyim had. And now the question is, well, if he's dispensing this wine and Rav Ika himself is pouring into these Slurpee cup equivalents or whatever it is. So the question is, then he should really have to provide the purchasers with the barrels. He shouldn't be keeping the barrels. He should have to give them the barrels instead of, in other words, either he provides the Slurpee cup, so to speak, or he provides the barrels. But the point is that over here, that's not what he was doing. Over here, he would dispense wine into these big gulps, so to speak, of the Gaim, and then he would schlep them. And so because he would schlep them as a fee for transportation, for schlepping these for schlepping the wine across the ferry, so they would allow him to keep the barrels that the wine came from. So in other words, he has gulfi, he has barrels. From the gulfi, he dispenses into these leather skins, let's say, that the guy provided him with. And instead of him giving the gulfi to the guy, he keeps that for himself. Why is he entitled to keep it for himself? Because he is, in addition to selling them wine, he's also schlepping the wine for them and dropping it off. Okay, now, Asu Amrulay Labai. They came and they told us to Abai what was going on. Amrulay. So he said to them, Ki Katarach, Beter Katarach. Abai said, there's no problem over here. Now, what would you thought? You would have thought that if Rav Ika is selling them wine, at some point the wine becomes Gaisha wine. It becomes the Ayin Nesach, as far as we're concerned. And so that would mean that he's getting payment for schlepping Yayin Nesach. And now the question is, how could he receive payment for schlepping Yayin Nesach? And so Abai says, well, there's no issue over here, because when he is, let's say, dispensing the wine from these gulfi into the Gaim's leather skins, into the Gaim's slurpy cups, so that we're referring to as slurpy cups. So when he's doing that, he's being tareach, he's bothering himself. In other words, he's working, he's laboring for behetera. In other words, at that point, when he's dispensing the wine from the barrels into those leather skins that the Gaim provide, there's no issue, because he's doing labor with kosher wine. They're not kosher wine yet. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Vaharotza bekumo dolonitstaru ziki. Wait a second. Let's get this straight. The Rav Ika is dispensing from barrels of wine, of kosher wine. He's dispensing those the wine from the kosher barrels into these leather skins that the guy provide. Now, the leather skins themselves are not kosher, which means that by the time he dispenses the wine into those leather skins, into the ziki, that means that once they're in the ziki, they are not kosher. And now he's taking the ziki and he is schlepping them across the river. Well, how could he do that? At this point, we're going to assume he doesn't want the ziki to go anywhere. He wants to make sure that they get to the guy's house. So how could he do that? It's rotza bekuma. He wants the existence of Yayin Nesach, and so the lonitzar ziki doesn't want the ziki to crack. He doesn't want the leather skins to crack. So isn't that an issue of rotza bekumo? So says the Gemara, no demasni baidayu, that they made a tanai. They stipulated from the get-go that he's not going to lose out if the ziki for some reason crack. Inami, alternatively, demaisu prizdiki baidayu. Alternatively, they bring like casks along with them, and then there's no issue with any cracking of the ziki. So says the Gemara, okay, but lemaisa v'haka ma'avra luhum ma'avra, but isn't he schlepping them across on the ferry, the katarach b'isr, which means that he is bothering himself with isr, and he is going to be getting then schar for schlepping isr. So it says the Gemara, the amrle lemabar vaya, a meikar, either that he made an agreement with the mabar vaya. The mabar vaya is like the captain of the boat. He makes an agreement with them that you guys, the captain of the ferry, that he's going to schlep them across. And he just says, don't worry, whenever these guys come, I want you to schlep their wine across. So that's not an issue. Inami did nakiti be katari, or that they were holding katari. Katari are literally knots. It means that there was like a special simon in the tying of these knots, or whatever it was, that the ferry, the captain of the ferry knew, and that he would take along whoever had the simon, he would take over for free. In other words, the point is that Rav Ika apparently was in some high position. Rashi says he was like the Reish Nahara, he was in charge of the river, and so he would make up with the ferry driver that, as a favor to him, they would schlep across whatever he wanted for these people, which means that he wasn't being tareach for Isra and getting paid for it. Okay, so what do we see over here? We started off with the discussion of Rav Yehuda sending the presents to Abe Darna on the Yom Eid, and we said that this was okay because he knew that they were not going to worship Avodah Zarah, and even though for Ger Tosha, we have to know in front of, there has to be a formal Kabbalah in the presence of three Chaverim, that he's not going to be worshiping Avodah Zarah. Over here, that's only when it comes to sustaining the Ger Tosha, but over here, this is just as far as the Chashash, that the guy might be doing something after giving the present on his Yom Eid. Rav Yochanan, we had a kash from Yochanan, we addressed that as well. Then we said that Rav Rava sent presents to Bar Sheshach on the Yom Eid, and he said again, the same idea, he knew that he wasn't going to be worshiping Avodah Zarah, and then we had an interesting exchange between Rava and Bar Sheshach about Olam Haba. The next Gemara goes on to discuss the what happens if you hire the guy, if the guy is hiring the Jew, to schlep barrels, and then along the at some point of the day he tells the Jew, would you mind schlepping this barrel of yain nesach? So we said that the schar is okay. How could this be okay? I thought we said that it has to be a case of litusi erev, that it's after hours, essentially. So we had two terutzim, we had a bayis terutzim, and the way it ravas terutzim, and then we had a kasha of socher, in the case of socher's chamor, that we said if he's renting the donkey to schlep yain nesach, the schar is going to be a problem. So the whole chiddush over here is for the next case, where he's renting the donkey for traveling, and then he's bringing along his lagin, and so that's not going to be an issue of being paid for the rental fee for the donkey in that case. And the final point that we talked about was this case of Avuah d'Rav'acha b'Rei d'Rav'ika, where he was dispensing this wine, and it was perfectly fine for him to schlep the wine across the ferry, and we explained why that was. Okay.